Welcome to Black Hat 2017 with Security Guy Radio, SecurityGuyTV.com, and Ms. Teresa of Cyber Therapy.
Hello, everybody.
And what's your name, sir?
Larry Hurtado.
And what's the name of your company?
Digital Defense Incorporated.
And what do you guys do?
We shrink the attack surface of our clients.
Oh, I love the way that sounds. Shrink the attack surface. Fabulous. And tell me what that means for people that have a small brain like me.
Well, shrinking the attack surface in our case, we basically make it harder for hackers to actually break into our client networks. And we do that both from our client network perspective as well as client personnel.
Now, do y'all use any automated tools to achieve this?
Fortunately, we have developed or invented a platform called Frontline. And Frontline gives us the ability to do things like asset discovery, vulnerability scanning, pen testing, environmental assessments. We basically leverage this platform to deliver our solutions very effectively and efficiently.
And now y'all have a team of cyber experts as well to help organizations remediate and manage those risks that are found within that platform, because oftentimes businesses, when they run these tools and they find hundreds of thousands of findings or vulnerabilities, then it's like, what's next?
That's correct. So our vulnerability research team basically leverages our platform to basically, once again, support our clients in this fashion. The great part about it, our vulnerability research team has announced many different zero-day vulnerabilities recently. So the platform basically gives us the ability to, one of our clients calls it, tease out vulnerabilities and basically help us to remediate those as quickly as possible so that our clients remain secure.
Now, when you shrink the platform and shrink the ability, does it actually eliminate false positives? Is that what you describe it? Or just eliminate false probabilities? I'm not phrasing it right.
So shrinking the attack surface is basically removing the number of possibilities that hackers...
The white noise. Okay.
Well, removing the number of possibilities that hackers can use to gain a foothold into your network. Now, so happens that with our platform, we have patented technology built into it that basically speaks to the reduction of false positives and false negatives. And basically, the reduction of false positives and negatives, it basically makes sure that the defenders aren't chasing ghosts when it comes to the remediation
program. They're prioritizing their focus to fix the vulnerabilities that are found.
Okay, that
so
makes
that's
sense.
A good thing. No, you asked the right thing, but it's the right...
I asked the right thing the wrong way.
Yeah. So we have something we call scan-to-scan host correlation, and it basically uses an advanced form of fingerprinting. And with that fingerprinting, one of the things that differs us from other technologies is that we can keep track of devices over time. And when you keep track of devices over time, you don't lose track of basically where the vulnerabilities truly are. And in some cases, technologies will actually mark vulnerabilities as fixed when they're not. And that's obviously a bad thing.
Interesting,
Well,
this is hard for me to get my little teeny head around because I'm not a technical guy, although I had my first computer in 1984. So I get it more than most people, right?
You're doing great.
So tell me why there seems to be, to me, a network and then 1,000 companies that come in and plug something on top of it to fix a particular thing. And there is integration between different software platforms, and there's, people looking at different ways to do it. But there's not like one design to me. Is that because the network's already there and you can't really redesign the network? Could there be a different design for a network that would allow more solutions without all the... I like to call patches, I guess, is the way to describe it. Does that make sense? I don't
Controls.
Know.
Controls.
Yeah. I mean, there's amazing products at this show. It's just beyond my comprehension. Wow, you thought of that? That's great. But that's because the network itself, the backbone, doesn't seem like it's secure. So we got to put something on top of it. Does that make sense?
Well, the networks have been around a lot longer than some of these security technologies have, right? So you basically have an established base of equipment and networks that you're working into. And you just have to make sure that you don't expect your clients or the organizations that you're looking to serve, you don't want them to have to change everything in order to take advantage of the security technology that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah. We just interviewed a guy that said hardware is 10 years behind everybody, 10 years behind software. Because
from a manufacturing perspective,
And it wasn't really designed with security in mind early days, right?
But I think that's kind of the unique value proposition of Frontline, is that it really looks at the architecture, the design of a network, the components within the networks, the servers, the printers, and it finds all the holes. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's true.
And then it allows an organization to mitigate those risks through the findings that their platform solves.
Is this stuff in real time, as real time as it can be?
Yeah, it's near real time. I mean, I think the thing of it is, and the sort of the phrase that we're coining these days is daylight scanning time with our solution.
Yeah.
And we're saying daylight scanning time because the other advantage that you have with Frontline is that you don't have to scan in the nights or on the weekends, because the technology's been designed to be gentle to the networks and the systems in the networks. And that's basically a part of the patented technology that we have. So, you know, you have
and,
a lot
and
of
And that's important oh, because yeah. there's a lot of, as you mentioned, there's a lot of products out there, and they can be noisy. They can be actually be detrimental to some of the network traffic.
Yeah, right, just basic functioning, right.
Basic functionality. Yeah. And so that's a really key component to the platform that I think probably...
Like my Norton. Norton stops my computer. Well, you're right. I mean, am I wrong? You know.
Perfect
no
example.
Question. Yeah. No question.
What keeps you up at night? What are you worried about?
Well, you know, one of the things that we want organizations to do as well is raise the security IQ of the team members that are in these networks and in these organizations that we serve. And that's one of the reasons why we came out with Secure Ed, which is a security awareness training program. And that security awareness training program was designed with a Hollywood set of actors and comedic talent, as well as an LA production studio. And so we have both comedy and serious training built into one. The most important part about it is that with Secure Ed, you have a 300% increase in long-term learning gain. So when you're trying to basically educate members of your team with key information security principles, then having that long-term learning gain makes a big difference. So
that's a great way to do it. I mean, we have fun here. We make fun of ourselves
absolutely.
All the time. And people remember it. I mean, that's the whole secret.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise it's snore time, you know.
Absolutely.
What's the next big thing on the horizon for you guys? What are you working on?
We're going to continue to invest in scanning. We don't believe that scanning is being fully utilized within organizations' networks.
Okay.
And we're also basically going back to a point that was made earlier, is we're continuing to look at ways to integrate to basically help organizations automate security wherever possible, especially in the security operations aspect. So,
name one more time.
Larry Hurtado with Digital Offense Incorporated.
DigitalOffense.com.
DigitalOffense.com.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio with Black Hat 2017.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
It.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.